True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Join their fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com.
Oh, good morning. My name's Mitch Nellis. What's yours?
Hey, I'm Mason Crosby. Hey, thanks for being here, Mitch. I'm glad you got to pop in.
Hi, Mason Crosby. How are you? Are you the Packers' all-time leading scorer?
Yes, and this is the Mason Crosby Show, if you had forgotten, now that you're doing Middays with Thunder.
We presented by Verizon?
Okay, yes. Okay, we got to stop this.
The number one.
Like, I don't know what that was.
It's the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
I know.
Come on, Tommy.
Yeah. Just play along.
Tommy. You're going to do this before Drew Wagner comes out.
Yeah, I know.
And, like,
was he listening? Yeah, he's gone.
Is Drew Wagner coming up next?
Yeah, he's the Brewers inside. He's inside their clubhouse.
I love it. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. My name's Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder. And I'm joining the Mason Crosby Show every day at 10 as I get ready for Middays with Thunder. But we still have an hour of fun and frivolity with the Packers' all-time leading scorer, the stud of the gridiron, the metal leg of strength and dominance, Mason Crosby.
Man. How do you come up with these things? I feel really good about it. You missed a good one with TJ though.
I heard. It was awesome.
I didn't let Tommy talk because I knew he was going to throw some smoke out there. So
every time Tommy jumped in, he was like ripping on the Packers. He was like, "Hey, how about have another reunion where nobody can come? Yay!" It was amazing. Happy birthday week. I know it's birthday plus a day, but it's still birthday week, so we're still celebrating Mason Crosby.
We'll keep it rolling, all week, every day. I had to cut Elizabeth short off a little bit. She was I think just shy of a week, but I stole some of her birthday week thunder.
It happens. You can't steal her thunder because it's all thunder.
I can't steal it.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. From ForbesSports.com, our Milwaukee baseball insider. He is the one, the only, Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Buva. Whatever you guys are drinking this morning, I'll take a double.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, coffee, TJ told us. Yeah. So, yeah, TJ said that he puts some whiskey in his coffee occasionally. So not this morning, but occasionally. So yeah, I don't know if that's what's in our coffees this morning, but feeling good. Drew, it's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a bit. What do you say about our Brewers right now? I mean, Bryce Terang, Freddy Peralta get NL Players of the Month, which I feel like they should just be MLB Players of the Month because they're the best ever. What do you think? That game last night was important, right? I mean, beating the Phillies last night was a big game. Just talk to us about where this Brewers team is right now.
I mean, that you're looking back a little bit. That last month might have been the most impressive month of Brewers baseball in their 50 whatever year history, 55, 54. They were, say, for the last couple, maybe week, that was about as dominant a stretch as you've seen the Brewers play. Terang was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, that power surge was out of nowhere. Freddie was dominant. He's got his shortcomings, you know. Tommy and I talk about this every time he starts, his inability to go deep into games. But when he was in there, he was lights out. It was about as good of a month as you've ever seen from this franchise. And it's a great way to go into the home stretch. And yeah, last night's victory was big. You got back on the right track for starters. But more important, you've now clinched the tiebreaker with the Phillies. And I tweeted this out last night with a little for Tommy Wirtz, fun with numbers, brought to you by Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it.
Love it. Not sponsored yet, but we're trying.
Yeah, working on it.
They are 32-19 against the current Major League Baseball playoff field. Jeez. They are 6-10-1 against the two NL division leaders. The only team they don't hold a tiebreaker with in the entire playoff field in the NL is the Cubs, and the American League, the Yankees. They still have three more against the Padres. So
that's insane.
They're doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are. And amen. I think Tommy brought up, if they go 11-11 here in the last 22 games, that they will break the franchise record for wins, which is just unbelievable, especially, with the streak that they had, going into August, getting those George Webb burgers. And now it's just to think that they can be the best Brewers team, regular season Brewers team in history. But they deserve it, right? I mean, they're playing great baseball. What did you see from that game last night? Tommy and I were laughing. Every time I get to turn on and watch a little bit and watch live, I feel like Siegler is in the game and he's not, he had a weird error last night that I saw and all that. Like, where do you think that, he might be the only, defensive player that is not, hitting on all
liability
on all cylinders at all times?
Did Sparky put you up to that?
No, we all agree. We are all on the same.
I got a very calm, measured, logical message from our fearless leader last night. It was a four message string, questioning Anthony Siegler in any possible way. Going so far to declare him as the worst player he's ever seen for the Brewers.
Of course.
I mean, Mrs. Thunder literally,
and
like.
And I never like to go into that space, right?
Last night we were watching, and Mrs. Thunder was like, why do you pick on him so much? Literally the next play, he makes an error.
Yeah,
like,
and
what do you want me to do?
Sometimes it's like, some weird ones, but like that, I mean, the one he missed there. It was just a slow bouncing ball, it looked like,
All of us have grown weary because we have asked the question and we have answered the question. So I'm just going to say this. My colleague, my first baseman, young Jack Stern at Brewer Fanatic, wrote a very detailed piece about Anthony Siegler's place on this team, why they like him so much, yada, 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 whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it, go read it. Jack covered the bases, and it's just a lot easier to say, go read Jack's crap than wasting valuable airtime dissecting him.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah, and I'm just a huge proponent, though. It's like you have guys, you have people that you bring in on your squad. You want to see them be successful. You want to keep, giving opportunities. I benefited from that in my time in Green Bay, where it's like, you don't just pull the rug just because there's, some down play. But, it's just like as this Brewers team is pushing towards the playoffs, I think, like, the cream is rising to the top. You kind of know what this, this best lineup and this best squad is. And, unfortunately, Siegler has just kind of shown some, laid some eggs in some different, different situations. But, like you said, with Bryce Terang, with some of the guys that are, stepping up and doing big things. I mean, Bryce, you talked about his power. I mean, he almost had two home runs last night. Like, I mean, he hit the fence twice.
Yeah, so. he barreled those things as far as you can go without going out. One last thing I want to say about Siegler is my guess is when Joey Ortiz comes back, he's going to be out. You have Joey Ortiz and Reese Hoskins coming back. My guess is going to be Siegler gets sent down, Bowers gets DFA'd. That's my guess of the thing. I think Siegler is here right now because they don't have a lot of other options. Does that explain why they're putting him in the starting lineup every other day? No, it doesn't. But my guess would be that Siegler will be the guy sent out, and Mona will go back in for that utility role.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, for sure.
It doesn't make any sense. He shouldn't be on the team right now. But it makes as much sense as can make sense out of a nonsensical situation.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
totally
there we go. There
yeah,
we go.
That totally made sense.
Nick, right, do you need a hug? You sound like you need a hug.
I'm a little fired up about Siegler. I'm okay. I just, you know, I'm happy. I'm really fired up about the Brewers. I'm excited about the win. I'm ready for the game today. I'm just like, you know, I'm just hanging out.
I mean, Mitch is just dipping his toe in this radio thing, you know.
Right.
He's just
first
like,
time.
You know, yeah, he's just trying it out, you know, going, you know, 10 to 11, and then, oh, wait, no, now he's, you know, live from 11 to 2. I mean, are you now, Drew, do you have a spot on Middays with Thunder? I mean, is that coming down the line?
Because,
Drew, we can't get enough of you.
Programming announcement, tomorrow from 11 to 2, yours truly joining Thunder for 3 hours of power. Right here on the mighty 1250 and 105.7 The Fan.
I love how I asked Drew that a week ago, and he was like, maybe. And never got back to me.
So now
and
we
then
just
announces it on the radio.
I love it.
Amazing.
That's what we do.
I'm all for the entrance, boys.
All Bengals all the time tomorrow on Middays with Thunder.
That's yeah, you right. know what? I want to go ahead. There was a little piece of news yesterday. For those who use certain streaming platforms to watch out-of-market content.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Stream East has been shut down. And, you know, I'm grateful because I'm a big proponent of men's mental health awareness and self-care. Yes. This might be the number one thing to help my mental health is no longer being able to watch the Bengals every Sunday.
That's going
to
help you out, right? Well, at least they play the Browns this weekend. It should, you know, they should get that win.
The loser should be relegated.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
look at
right?
you.
Yeah.
Look at you, Mitch.
Soccer.
Out of Ohio.
Soccer.
The winner should be kicked out of Ohio. That's like the greatest gift, not having to live in Ohio.
That'd be the gift. Yeah. The winner gets the lead.
Who does that communist team up north play this week?
Communist team. You don't know. You don't know who's playing in Wisconsin this week.
Is it Chicago?
No, they're playing the Lions.
There you go. Yep.
Hey,
pick, that's a loss.
Hey, we're gonna pick. Yeah, I was gonna say pick the game because we're picking after you get off here at 10:20. So you're picking the Lions in that one.
I'm picking the Lions straight up.
You don't even like the Lions, bro.
I know. I don't need to like the Lions to. I've said many times, my favorite teams in the National Football League, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bears, and whoever plays the Packers.
Such a hater. Such a hater.
Funny. That's so good. All right, let's talk about
this. Well, they had a kicker that drove me crazy for a long time. So
I understand. I mean, it's you know, it's tough whenever you're rooting for teams that just can't win playoff games, you know, whenever you are a Bengals fan. They made the playoffs.
I was actually getting some grief from the boys in the press box. I was getting some grief the other day from the boys in the press box because that Packers Bengals game in 2023 was just before game 3 of the NLDS in Atlanta, and I was watching it at Truist Park in the press box with the fellas. And I will admit, Mason, and I love you like a brother. I cussed you out a lot that day, and everyone gets a great laugh out of the fact that I'm on with you now twice a week, so that was a good day.
You know, yeah, I mean, I obviously was cussing myself out, you know. It's it was definitely one to forget, and like I said, in my mind, I think I live in a fantasy world, but, you know, I don't remember any of those misses. I just remember the one I made at the end, so it's all good.
Amen. And we talked about this early on, I remember from that game, was you going over to talk to Mac, afterwards. Yep. And that stood out to me a lot. That's a class act move. I was still pissed at you for making that one, but no, you earned my respect back.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's important stuff.
It is.
Real quick, Drew Wagner joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. Quintana bounces back after a bad performance against Toronto. How important was it that he got into the seventh? I know he got into trouble in the seventh, but after a day off and then still, like, you know, Ashby, Uribe, and Koenig all pitch, but the fact that that Quintana gave them some good innings, does that give you some good feelings for the rest of the season for him?
Yeah, I think so. That was a huge performance yesterday for him. And you're right, getting to the seventh was crucial. You know, he had the day off. You give a lot of guys a second day. Quintana went out there and did his job. That seventh inning was a bit of a meatball there, that home run. But he did his job. And then the bullpen came in, and it was a little unorthodox from what we're used to seeing. You know, Uribe coming in there and working the eighth and getting Koenig the ninth, just the way that it lined up. And Jim Henderson had brought it up to Murphy about maybe flipping those guys for the matchups. Huge outing for Koenig. Absolutely huge outing for Quintana. Huge outing for Koenig.
And then they missed Skeens this weekend, too, in Pittsburgh. Skeens is pitching today against the Dodgers. He could double up for the Brewers. If he beats the Dodgers, that helps the Brewers, you know, for the National League race. And then they don't have to face him in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yeah, this week is really lining up well for the Brewers. You get that much-needed day off. Then you get a big victory. And on top of that, everybody lost yesterday. The Phillies lost. Wow. The Padres lost. The Dodgers lost. And our friends to the south, in beautiful Craig Counsell fashion, pulling your pitcher with a no-hitter in the fifth at 75 pitches and a 1-0 lead, and you lose 5-1. Spectacular. The delicate genius does it again.
I love it. All right, before we let you go, I do, like Tommy and I talked about it a little bit, you know, is there concern with Yelich's back? Mm. I know they had him down yesterday.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm sorry to cut you off, Mace. The way that was explained to us, though, he kind of slid. It was last week against the Diamondbacks, and I cannot remember what game it was, but he had a pretty deep single, was being aggressive, tried to stretch into a double, slid into the base. His back had been barking a little bit since then. He was trying to play through it. After the off day, they figure, you know what? The guy's played a ton more than anybody expected. I mean, he's really been healthy all year. That back has not been an issue. He's played a lot more. He's been a lot more durable. He's playing a lot more outfield than they anticipated. Why not just be careful? Let's try and stack a couple of days, rest him up, make sure everything is good so it doesn't become a problem as they go into this stretch run and what they hope is a deep October run. So I think it's just precautionary. We haven't talked to him yet. We're going to get him at the ballpark today. But it sounds like it's just, hey, we kind of have a luxury right now. We have a pretty deep outfield. We've got some bats we can move into the DH spot. We can give Yelich a blow. Just let's err on the side of caution.
And again, like, this Brewers team so spectacular that you give, you know, your best bat and, like, one of, you know, the kind of heartbeat of this team a day's rest, and you still go out there and beat the Phillies. Like, this team is something special, and we're all here for it. And I cannot wait. Let's just get to this postseason as quickly as possible and see what this team can do in the series in the postseason. I'm so excited for the, you know, for October baseball.
We got a lot to get through before we get to that, but
no, I'm already there. I'm already there. I took the train. I'm already waiting.
Wow! Slow down.
I was gonna make a joke, but even for me, that would be too harsh.
Too harsh. All right. Well, I appreciate you, Drew. It was good talking to you, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Drew. That's Drew Wagner, ForbesSports.com, our Milwaukee baseball insider on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. Much needed win and much needed start last night, Mason. Like, the way they started, I know it got a little dicey when you get 6-3 and you got a couple guys on against Schwarber and Harper. But you know, the way they started and jumped on Nola, it just felt like they got the day off. And we talked about that last week a little bit about you know, that one day off can just energize everybody in the right way. And it sure looked like it did earlier in that game last night.
Yeah, exactly. I turned it on. Yeah, and it was like what, the third inning, and they were
5-0 already.
Yeah, there was already 5-0, and I was like, okay, like this is solid. Like, and I think that's where, you know, unfortunately, what that they kind of gave that one up in the first game against the Phillies. Like yeah. they were, yeah, they had a good lead. So you know, Phillies are obviously a solid squad. They have some great batting there in the middle of that lineup. But yeah, I think this Brewers team just, you know, they find a way, and they're gritty. They grind every day, even if they, you know, make a mistake. They kind of had some weird defensive shifts where, you know, the Phillies found some holes. But then they just adjust and they find a way to, you know, get it done. And I think that's what makes them such a special team, is like they can win in so many different ways.
Absolutely. And what really vexed me about Monday's game was that the inning that Mizorowski got in trouble, he walked the leadoff hitter. The inning that Uribe got in trouble, he walked the leadoff hitter. And I hate walking the leadoff hitter. But you know what I love? I love when our team and Bryce Terang walks to lead off the game. Because I would like, if Bryce Terang, anytime he walks to lead off the game, I'm going to bet my mortgage that he's going to score.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that? I think they're that stat is real, right? Yeah. If you walk that leadoff guy, I mean, it's not
Tommy,
good.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He loves this stat. This is one of Tommy's favorite stats. A leadoff walk is more likely to score than a leadoff triple.
Really?
Which is right, Tommy?
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
That's crazy. I mean, it's like 1% more. It's like they're basically even. But like you would think that's so anti-logical. But it's like, man, you walk that leadoff guy, and it's going to come back to burn you.
Do you feel like then like that pitcher is like, okay, I walked that, like I wasn't throwing strikes, and so then like they just make sure they throw a
couple meatballs. Throw a couple meatballs.
They throw some meatballs in there. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. All right, we got our picks coming up, right?
Sir,
picks. Yep, it's pick time.
It's pick time. Let's go. We have.
I'm still trying to decide on my like unique. You know, the one I
want
to do.
I got mine. Excited. I don't know if I'm excited for it. I might be a homer. You guys might. You guys are gonna rip on me for it.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Probably.
At least I kept it football. All right. Okay. All right, guys.
I don't know if I'm going football.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
me.
You
I'm going
go
somewhere.
Football.
Yeah, I'm
you
going somewhere
nuts.
Weird. Yeah.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Mitch Nellis, Tommy Wirtz, and the kicker of all time.
Yep.
I don't even know what that
At least
means.
In Green
the
Bay.
Kicker of all. Mason Green Bay
Mason
is
Green
here.
Bay.
We are on the fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.